Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. You know that feeling when you're running on empty, juggling a million things, and your patience starts wearing thinner than a yoga instructor's mat? Yeah, me too. But guess what? That doesn't have to be the default setting for life. Today, we're diving into the Stoic superpower of self-care because prioritizing yourself isn't selfish, it's strategic. Think about it. You wouldn't run your car on fumes, right? So why treat your body and mind that way? Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about intentionally investing in your well-being so you can show up as the best version of yourself. And trust me, that ripple effect is huge. Here's the thing. Neglecting self-care leads to burnout, stress, and ultimately, less capacity to handle everything life throws your way. It's like trying to build a skyscraper on shaky ground, it's just not sustainable. So, what are some concrete ways to integrate Stoic self-care into your daily routine? First up, mindfulness. The Stoics believed in living in the present moment, and that's a superpower. When you're constantly flitting between past regrets and future worries, you miss out on the beauty of now. Take a few minutes each day to simply observe your surroundings, your breath, your thoughts without judgment. It's like hitting the reset button and coming back to center. Next, physical activity. This isn't about becoming a marathon runner unless that's your jam. It's about finding movement that feels good for you. A brisk walk in nature, dancing like nobody's watching, even some gentle stretching can work wonders. Remember, exercise is an investment in your future self, one that pays dividends in energy, mood, and overall well-being. Third, healthy boundaries. The Stoics understood the importance of setting limits. Saying no sometimes isn't selfish, it's a form of self-preservation. It allows you to protect your energy and focus on what truly matters. Think about those times when you overcommit and end up feeling drained. Next time, assess if something aligns with your values and goals. It's okay to politely decline and prioritize your own well-being. 4. Cultivating gratitude. This one's a game changer. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, shifts your perspective and boosts your mood. Think about those simple joys. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a kind gesture from a stranger. Gratitude is like a magnet for positivity. Finally, connecting with others. Humans are social creatures, and meaningful relationships are essential for our well-being. Make time for loved ones, join a community that aligns with your interests, or simply strike up a conversation with someone new. Ever feel like you're constantly on autopilot, just going through the motions? You know that feeling when you wake up and it's already Monday morning, and you haven't even had a chance to savor your coffee in peace? I bet you've been there. But here's the thing. You don't have to be at the mercy of those overwhelming days. Picture this. You're feeling stressed about a big deadline. Instead of spiraling into panic mode, you take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that you've got this, and then treat yourself to a 15-minute walk in nature. When you return, you feel calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle the challenge head-on. That's the power of self-care. It equips you with the resilience to navigate life's ups and downs. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? First, remember that self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Second, prioritize mindfulness, physical activity, healthy boundaries, gratitude, and meaningful connections. Third, make these practices non-negotiable parts of your routine, just like brushing your teeth or checking the weather. And lastly, remember, you deserve to feel good inside and out. So go ahead, invest in yourself, and watch as the positive ripple effects transform your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite self-care practices? Share them with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay grounded, stay focused, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.